The following is a production of the Geek.io Media Network. For more geeky goodness, go to geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io for more information.
The accidental HTC, more ad block in Firefox, rooting before release, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 223, Viewing Things. Welcome back to the episode, everybody. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil here, bringing you another exciting episode. More than a middle of the road week, I suppose. A lot of exciting things going on, but nothing here or there, so just things to progress while we are in the middle of a release cycle of devices. So we still have the HTC One M9, Samsung Galaxy S6, and S6 Edge coming soon. We have devices getting the material design update, so I will jump right into it. For this week's episode, just some headlines, apps, and device news. No app reviews. I didn't have a chance this week to review anything in particular. Checked out a few things, but that's about it. So I will jump right into it and get through this week's episode. So to start it off with some headlines, YouTube got an update to now allow uploading 360-degree videos. So if you have something, I guess, like the RE camera, or I'm not sure how they're going to, if they're even going to take, for example, photos here, pictures, but 360-degree, or if you find a device that supports 360-degree video taking, that will now be possible. Android Studio 1.2 Preview 2 was released, it fixes some bugs, adds some performance tools in a window, and support for the BCP47 language. So if you need a couple of new tools, those are now available. It was announced this week, or I guess through the news processes, Microsoft is not going to be investing in CyanogenMod or CyanogenMod Inc. after all, at least in their next funding round. So if you're wondering or worrying about Microsoft mixing in with Android, then at the moment it's not going to be that direct, like that kind of investing. A new API will be coming soon to allow any developer to integrate their app into Google Now. So if you're beyond just any app that's supported, I guess if you're a developer wants to integrate with Google Now, that will soon be possible for anybody. Google Flights got updated this week to now show additional information, including Wi-Fi availability on flight, the amount of legroom, in-seat power, and things like that. So if there are certain features or amenities that you want in your flight or in your seat area, then that should be a little bit easier with these updates or additions to Google Flights. Google Street View added the Brazilian islands of Fernando de Noronha and Atoll das Roscas. I probably said those totally wrong, but pardon my pronunciation. But the islands and the underwater areas around those regions were added, so if you want to check it out, they're now available. Google Play Store apps are going to now be reviewed in further detail before being added to Google Play. This will be done by Google on the back end, so even this is in addition to their malicious code checking. So it's along the lines of, or at least the comparison this week was made along the lines of Apple. So I guess there's a lot of bad apps going on. There are not so great apps, I guess, in Google Play. So to clean it up a little bit and to ensure compliance with other developers and code and things like that, to make it that much, or to assist developers earlier in the process. So look out for that. The Google Art Project added over 5,000 new pieces of art. So if you wanted to browse various pieces of art, definitely check that out. Check out the post or the image on this week's episode to click on for the link. I'll include it as well in the show notes in case you have trouble viewing the image, but there's a whole bunch of art pieces if you want to check them out. HTC this week announced a new program called Uh-Oh. It's essentially a means of getting a replacement phone based on various criteria. The first is, of course, that it must be within 1 year of purchase of your HTC device. And they'll give you a replacement phone if there is screen or water damage, no questions asked, or if you're switching carriers. So if you are, for example, moving from AT&T to Verizon or vice versa and you need a compatible phone, they'll essentially swap it out for you, no questions asked. If but the icing on the cake is that if your phone has no damage at all, so basically in perfect condition like the day you bought it, and it's time for you to upgrade your phone, get a new phone, anything like that, then they will give you $100 off your next device, so you'll be able to save some money that way as well. I didn't see any of the fine print as far as if it's on contract pricing, off contract pricing, or what other limitations apply, but as far as it seems right now, they will give you $100 off your next device. If you search for HTC Uh-Oh program, they do have a website that has more information on that. And finally, Intel and Google are partnering with Tag Heuer, the, I guess, clothing or watch maker to make an Android Wear watch, so something a little bit more fancier than you may have seen, I suppose. But look out for that in case you want a name brand or branded with a name brand Android Wear device. But that is all for that, so with that, I'll jump into this week's app news. So to start it off, as an update to last week's announcement that Google Messenger got updated with animated GIF support, or GIF support, it also included an update to add a Google Messenger widget, so if you wanted your SMS or recent SMSs on your home screen, that is now available. uBlock is now available in the Firefox add-on, so if you've wanted to... or if you want a lightweight alternative to ad blockers like or ad blocking add-ons like AdBlock, then check it out. I haven't seen the update roll through for me just yet as far as being compatible with the latest version of Firefox, so it may not have been updated all the way just yet, but look out for that. But as soon as it's available, I do want to check it out. It is one of those things I did want to try before the episode, but I was not able to get it installed, so when it is, like I said, I will give it a shot, see how it is. Google now supports sending the voice command for sending a Hangout message. So if you want to do that, once you start the voice command in Google Now, just say send a Hangouts message and you can do that as well. Outlook Preview got an update with the ability to now have contact sync. So if you have all of your contacts saved in Outlook, or if you use, for example, Outlook for business, Gmail for personal emails, then you can have that sync available as well. Google Docs got an update with the ability to have full screen document reviewing. So if you want to make sure you are looking at the right document or want to read over a document without having to wait, open it, and view, load all the tools in Google Docs and all of that, then that should work a lot better. Android Device Manager got an update to now support Android Wear. So if you lose your Android Wear device, then you should now be able to track it as well. For those of you who are considering getting an Android Auto unit for your car, or a car with Android Auto built in, that official app was released to Google Play. So if you want to get started or see what's compatible and check it out, that should be available for everyone now. Google Maps for iOS got a big update this week with Tap to Go Full Screen, voice or additional voice command abilities, filtering for Zagat rated restaurants, and transit colors when searching for transit time, so check that out. There is supposed to be a big update for the Android version coming soon. I haven't seen it roll through yet, but we'll see what happens in the next week or two. But that's all for that, so with that, I'll jump right into the device news. So to start it off, last week with the release of Android 5.1, it was learned that the Nexus 6, once it gets its Android 5.1 update, should now run with full quad-core power, so you should see a lot of performance improvement there, as well as fewer hang-ups and issues, basically performance issues and things like that, so look out for that update. In related news, the T-Mobile version is going to start getting its Android 5.1 update, or by the time you listen to this episode, it should already have started rolling out, so look out for that update. For those of you 2013 Moto X users, its Lollipop soak test started this last week, so look out for that update coming soon, hopefully, or at least if you want to sign up for the soak test, try and get it that way as well. In related news, the Motorola Services app got updated as well. The changelog did say that it is in preparation for the Lollipop update. That update at least is from the perspective of AT&T, so I'm assuming it's updated on other carriers as well, but the AT&T Motorola Services app was updated there as well. If you own a 2014 Moto G and wanted to root it and get Cyanogen Mob 12 of it on it, those nightlies are now available. The codename is Titan, so look out for that. The Samsung Galaxy S6 on T-Mobile got root via chain fire, so look out for that. I know the device isn't in full release just yet, but it's nice to know its root is available, so it's possible that ROM developers should start working on it soon, or maybe as soon as the device is released, but look out for that as well. It was found out this week, or released or announced somehow, that TV remotes that support HDMI-CEC can now control the Chromecast. So I guess doing a little bit of Googling for your TV and related remote controls, you'll be able to see if your remote control can support controlling the Chromecast. But if you want one less thing to control, or your remote to control one additional item, look out for that. The Sony Xperia Z2 is getting its Lollipop update, so look out for that. It should, as far as I understand, have already started to roll out. So keep hitting your update button. If not, it should be coming soon. And finally, HTC announced this week that the HTC One M7 will not be getting updates after Android 5.0.2, from if I remember correctly. So that includes not getting the Android 5.1 update. So take that into consideration, I guess, if you're looking for a new phone with a low price or something along those lines, that it will not be getting any further updates. The only means around that, I suppose, is to root and ROM your device and install ROMs like CyanogenMod that will continue to add support as long as it's maintained. So that is the news there. So no official updates after Android 5 from HTC. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android ROM Podcast. So if you want to help support the show and help expand the network, be sure to visit geek-io.net/support to check out all our great sponsors like Tweaked Audio for some great headphones, ProXPN for some safe and secure internet browsing, Puget Systems for to help build a great new desktop computer. And if you want to help support the network via Amazon, there's a great Amazon link as well. And of course, if you want to support the show and the network grow and expand in other ways, there's also our Patreon page, which you can find at patreon.com/geekio. Of course, if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at patelN01. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.